Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Cornerman Radio. We back at you live. It's Young Barzini, man. And I wanted to talk about this fight, man. I think this fight is mega. This is a holy fucking war. And I'm telling you, this fight, oh, man. There's no more words I could say, man. This fight, oh, it's so juicy. I would love to see Mora and Nicholas Walters, man. Takeesh Mora versus Nicholas Walters, man. Oh, man. This is a fight I would love to see next, man. I haven't seen Mora. Mora did his display with Francisco Vargas last year in November on national TV, and American fans can actually saw him. Man, he did a great fight, one of the Fight of the Year candidate, and won the Fight of the Year last year candidate. And man, I just love that fight. Nicholas Walters, I haven't seen him since Jason Sosa, man. They robbed the shit out of him. Dude, Nicholas Walters won every single round. Every single round. And HBO has put him and Bob Arum has put him on the back burner because he didn't take that $500,000 weak money to fight Vasily. But anyways, man, I think Mora and Walters, man, this fight will be amazing to see, man. I feel like this is what fans will love to see. If they want to see a come-forward fighter, not no boring style, typical running style, they say, Mora and Walters will give you all of that. You know what I mean? A war that fight of the year, fight of the century type fight. Man, I would love to see this, man. Mora did have a stay busy fight this year, but I would love to see him back on HBO against Nicholas Walters, man. This, man. I love the shit out of this fight, man. Two guys who's just going to hit to kill. They should set this up fight next, man. Jesse Vargas versus Manny Pacquiao next. Manny Pacquiao is going to smoke the shit out of Mora. Jesse Vargas versus Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao is going to smoke the shit out of Vargas. This is going to be easy, man. Easy. I'm sorry, no disrespect to Vargas, but I just see Manny Pacquiao beating you all 12 rounds. This is going to be so easy. I know Jesse Vargas wanted this fight since he won that fight with DeMarco. He's been calling him out. He's finally getting his wish. You know what I mean? That's what they say. Careful what you wish for. Well, you got it, buddy. But you're going to get smoked. Came on our show. All respect to him. But I just see you being smoked. Nothing but smoke. You know what I mean? You're going to get your ass whooped tonight. You know what I mean? Timothy Bradley whooped your ass. Manny Pacquiao probably is going to do probably even worse to you. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't see, Vargas winning this fight. The best he can do is make this fight a little bit competitive. I don't see, man, anybody willing to take that bet with me, man. I'm willing to take it. We can bet $100, $200, whatever, man. I don't care, but Manny's going to smoke him. I never wanted to see Manny versus Crawford. I just feel like Crawford has to take care of his business at 140. Manny's is like, to me, like, let's get over the Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao wave. Let the new guys fight each other. You know what I mean? Like, let's get off this Floyd and Manny wave, man. It's like these new fighters, man, is keeping these guys relevant, calling for them and knowing damn well they ain't going to fight you. Like, let's give up this wave of you wanting to fight them. We all know you would want to fight them. But let's fight the guy who's in your division. Let Crawford fight Travinowski, and fight the WBA champion, become the undisputed champion, and let Manny do whatever he want to do. The only fights I would love to see Manny fight is American, because they have history, and maybe him moving up to another weight class and fighting Canelo for a title to see if he can do. He did 8 divisions and Concord, the divisions. I want to see if he can win in a champion, a 9 division weight class. You know what I mean? So that's it. If anybody else for Manny, I don't want to see, man. I feel like let's get over this situation. But Jesse, man, I mean, good luck to you, buddy. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to talk about this, man. Gary Russell versus Gilmore Rigondeaux. I think Dream Chaser made a great idea. The best idea I've heard. I thought he was a genius for making this move, making this style matchup. But Gilmore Rigondeaux and Gary Russell, man, that is beautiful. That fight should be for a pound for pound fight, man. That person should be in the top 5, because nobody wants to fight Gary Russell at 126. Nobody wants to fight Gilmore Rigondeaux at 122. So, man, I feel like they should fight each other, man, because there's nobody they can else fight. And if they want to prove that they're the best in the world, this is the fight they should take. I know Gilmore Rigondeaux has to fight his mandatory Flores sometime in the fall, maybe September. And I know nobody in the division really is going to fight Gary Russell. But right now, but if Gary Russell wants to get a good fight, a real solid fight, I think Gary Russell should fight Eric Hunter in the meantime, because that fight is a bull fight, man. A bull against another bull. You know what I mean? I thought Eric Hunter won the little Selby fight, but you can say little Selby won, but Eric Hunter versus Gary Russell, and then the winner for the pound for pound, when Gilmore Rigondeaux fight Flores, and the winner of Eric Hunter fight Gary Russell, man, fight Gilmore Rigondeaux, man. Oh man, I love that fight, man. I think Philly's my hometown, so I'm not gonna really say who's gonna win that fight. I just would love to see it. I was hoping Eric Hunter would have beat Lil Selby, and it would be a great unification, because Eric Hunter, man, he came on our show and told me, man, a lot of things about these champions. He's a guy I actually believe that he's willing to take any fight on. I think if Gary Russell wants a fight, that a solid fight, a great fight, I think they should fight Eric Hunter, and then the winner fight Gilmore Rigondeaux, man. This man, for pound, I would love to see it, man. I definitely love to see it. But let's set up Eric Hunter and Gary Russell. If Gary Russell win, let's set up this Gilmore Rigondeaux and Gary Russell for next year, because I think, man, I would love to see these fights, man. I would love to see these fights, man. But let's see Eric Hunter and Gary Russell, Gilmore Rigondeaux beating Flores, and the winner fights for the pound for pound, Gilmore Rigondeaux versus Gary Russell. Or maybe Eric Hunter might surprise y'all that I win the fight, so never know, though. I never bet against Philly. So, yeah, I would love to see those fights, man. I also wanted to talk about Adonis Stevenson versus Alvarez. It's a mandatory fight. I think Alvarez has proven he's a solid fighter. One to be the number one contender to fight for the belt. Yeah, but I just seen Adonis Stevenson smoking him, man. Just giving him an ass whooping. I think it would be maybe you would give Alvarez maybe 3 or 4 rounds. But besides from that, I see Adonis Stevenson just smoking him, man. There's nothing else to say, man. Alvarez, this fall, I'm not excited about that fight. I'd rather see Joe Smith versus Adonis Stevenson. That's a fight, a fun fight to see, a knockout fight, whoever wins that fight. You know, Joe Smith did the upset of the year, beating Fofora, knocking his ass out. So Adonis Stevenson versus Joe Smith, that's a fight that I would love to see, man. Next, instead of Alvarez, because I've just seen this is a more better fight, man. You got the boy from Long Island versus the Canadian, and I know he has the money. He want a big money fight, so I think he should fight Adonis Stevenson. What I'm hearing, Joe Smith might fight for the title eliminator against some Eastern European or Russian guy, but I'd rather see Joe Smith and Adonis Stevenson than Alvarez and Adonis Stevenson. But I know Adonis will win that fight against Joe Smith. But I know it's going to be an entertaining fight. Possibly can be a fight of the year candidate. You know what I mean? I hope they can do the Joe Smith fight first before the Alvarez. But that's about it, man. Is any fights else coming up next? Not really too sure. But yeah, but we out.